Blog Talk Radio.
Will there ever be peace, or are we all just headed for doom? Still consumed by the beast, and I know there'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the street, cause there'll never be peace.
Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quicker. Knowing when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you. Come and kill you.
There'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the street, cause there'll never be peace. Now of course I want peace on the streets, but realistically, painting perfect pictures ain't never worked. My misery was so deep, couldn't sleep through all my pressures. In my quest for cash, I learned fast, using violent measures. Memories of adolescent years, there was unity, but after puberty, we brought war to our community. So many bodies dropping, it's gotta stop. I wanna help, but still I'm stepping. Keep my weapon, must protect myself. The promise of a better tomorrow ain't never reached me. Plus my teachers was too petrified in class to teach me. Sipping Thunderbird and grape Kool-Aid, calling Earl since my stomach was empty. It seduced me to fuck the world. Watch my little homies lose their childhoods to guns. Nobody cries no more, cause we all die for fun. So why you ask me if I want peace? If you can't grant it, niggas fighting across the whole planet. So it can never be peace. Will there ever be peace, or are we all just headed for doom? Still consumed by the beast, and I know there'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the street, cause there'll never be peace.
Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quicker. Knowing when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you.
Watch my little homies lose their childhoods to guns. Nobody cries no more, cause we all die for fun.
So you know, grind strenuous, cash out continuous. Mogul in the making, autonomous black businesses. Broken culture that we all lost niggas in. Elevated innovation over ignorance, I represent it. Suburban tenant, 5 or less percentage. Close curve, but the Mac 11 muzzle vintage. Go flourish, double back and come and get your niggas. Pass the power to your people, that ain't nothing really. Faced with this decision, it's a funny feeling. Knowing when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you. Knowing people need some proof, we ain't got the millions. Stress the young nigga out, but I'm so resilient. The champagne, Honda Civics, they was taking pictures. Young niggas front the buildings trying to make a living. Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quicker. And never asked for no favors, nigga.
So are we all just headed for doom? Still consumed by the beast, and I know there'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the street, cause there'll never be peace.
Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quicker. Knowing when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you.
Watch my little homies lose their childhoods to guns. Nobody cries no more, cause we all die for fun. So
right now, about to have an extra LeBron. Searching for a pot of gold like a leprechaun. They say death comes in threes, who's next in line? And I just lost a best friend for the second time. Now I'm on a quest to find peace. Still gotta carry my peace in Su Wu when it's repping time. Yeah, I don't understand, I misunderstood. Give Interscope 2 more albums, then I'm done for good. Sold 10 million records, ain't lead a hood. It's a cold world, everybody need a hood. I ain't a saint, B, I ain't a dog, y'all. I ain't an angel neither, but I try hard, y'all. I'm lighting up for all my soldiers at war, as I sit back and watch the ashes on my cigar fall. And everybody doing time, stay headstrong. You still got a chance to live.
Will there ever be peace, or are we all just headed for doom? Still consumed by the beast, and I know there'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the street, cause there'll never be peace.
Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quicker. Knowing when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you.
Watch my little homies lose their childhoods to guns. Nobody cries no more, cause we all die for fun.
So you know,
shit, fuck peace. On the strength till my niggas get a peace, we can't have peace. How the fuck we gon' live happy and we ain't got nothing?
Nobody
cries no more, cause we all die for fun.
So you know, when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you.
Little babies getting smoked, motherfuckers killing their whole family.
Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quick.
That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the street, cause they'll never be peace. How the fuck can you have a childhood, you at the funeral every motherfucking weekend? You motherfuckers talking about peace, nigga. It ain't no motherfucking peace. You ain't seen the news, motherfucker. You ain't heard. Will there ever be peace, or are we all just headed for doom? Still consumed by the beast, and I know there'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the street, cause there'll never be peace. Never be peace.
I'm desperate.
Cause there'll never be peace. Never be peace.
Yo, yo, yo. Peace, love, and prosperity, everybody. Peace, love, and prosperity. Welcome to the Uprising with Brother Cleveland on this fantastic Wednesday, wherever you are, all over the regions, all over the United States. Hey, another week to kick it with me again. So, you know, it's the middle of the week. So let's get this thing rolling, man. First things first, let's get the business out the way. We are recruiting in the north, south, east, and western regions of these great United States of America. So if you're impelled or you feel at will to join this fight for our liberation, please reach out to us at thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Again, that's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. And we'll get back with you as soon as we can. Can't wait to meet you. Can't wait to talk to you and see what we all can come up with. Wow. So, again, y'all in this thing, man, on another Wednesday, Uprising with Brother Cleveland. I'm so glad y'all with me. I'm glad to be with y'all, whether I'm in your car, you're cleaning, you know, you got me in your AirBuds, your AirPods, whatever, how have you. I'm here. Welcome. Hey, I'm going to get right into it, man. So, this week, on this uprising, man, I want to touch a few topics. Tonight I want to talk about, I'll start with the George Floyd case right now. Cause that's the big thing. That's what, you know, everybody's watching, everybody's got their opinions and speculations, and, you know, I want to get down into the meat and potatoes of this thing myself. I want to start out by saying not only did Derek Chauvin, not only did he cut off a generation, not only did he leave a child fatherless, a mother childless, a brother without a brother, a sister without her brother, but he affected the rest of the community too as well. And when I say the rest of the community, I mean the witnesses. I was watching pieces of the trial, bits and pieces here and there, of different clips, and it don't look like old Derek Chauvin has any remorse for the damage, not only that he has caused to the Floyd family, but to the community. Again, when I say the community, not just the outcry of another black soldier gone, another brother gone, but you destroyed the minds and the emotions of the onlookers who had to watch for 9.5 minutes this man's life leave his body. A little disturbing testimony today where the elder, Mr. Charles McMillan, I want to say that was his name, he gave a testimony today, and it you know, it kind of touched me a little bit, man, because and he's giving he's reliving the moments of that day on the stand, and it was so overwhelming to him that he broke down crying, and they had to give like a 10-minute break to him, a 10-minute little recession for him to compose himself. They asked him, was he okay, and asked him what he was feeling. And he said he felt helpless. All right, everybody, I apologize for that. Hey, y'all know how it goes. Y'all know who's listening. But anyway, Mr. Charles McMillan said he felt helpless. He felt powerless as a man. He felt helpless. He couldn't do something. And it could have been out of the fear for his own life being taken. But this was the same elderly gentleman that was trying to talk the police off of the late George Floyd. To see a man cries to something completely different. But to know that he can't help it, man, it's like gut-wrenching. And to watch him relive that, though, to know that every night he closes his eyes, that's something that he can't get rid of. That's something he can't cleanse his mind and his heart of. Unfortunately, he was a witness to a show that he never bought a ticket to. You dig? The other person that's dealing with it that I'll just point out, and that's not to say that it's not many more dealing with this thing, because we all nationally watched this martyr. This murder happened nationwide. Is the 19-year-old cashier. Can't think of his name right now. He's a teenager, so I'll leave his name where it is. The cashier took the stand today, and they asked him how his interaction was with the late brother George Floyd. And he said he seemed upbeat. They even showed surveillance footage and video of Mr. Floyd's last minutes alive inside the store and his interaction. Everything seemed well. They asked the 19-year-old how he was feeling. He said, "Oh, my God, I'm in disbelief." And he's also dealing with the guilt that maybe he should have just, I just should have rejected the $20 bill versus calling the pig out here. So you had to watch that. And that was something that he didn't intend to do. So he feels the guilt of Mr. Floyd's blood on his hands as well at the age of 19 years old. You understand? So not only is the nation affected by this senseless murder, but the people that were there that couldn't do anything about it. You understand? This is what they have to deal with. These are the forms of the PTSD that do not get talked about. You understand? Mr. Chauvin not only took a life, but he created a mental illness for who knows how many in that same 9.5 minutes. Kind of disturbing. It's very disturbing. And unfortunately, that's something that we all nationally are going to have to deal with for the rest of our lives. Everybody that witnessed this thing, everybody that had kind words or sent donations or what have you to the Floyd family and support. You know, this is something that we'll never forget. This is something that our kids will learn about, our grandkids will know about. You understand? So we have to kind of hold each other up during this thing. And we have to look for the signs of PTSD, isolation, irritability, sleepless nights, disturbed sleep, outburst, tears. These are the things that a lot of people don't know that these are the signs of. You may just look at this person and be like, "Oh, they tripping, emotional, weak." We quick to call something weak. Man, that was weak. That was weak. But you don't necessarily know what that brother or that sister is dealing with. You understand? So we need to show a little bit more compassion for each other. As far as how I feel like this case is going to turn out, well, I'm living in a generation and a time to where I watched an ex-pig named Amber Geiger kill a black man in his own home because she didn't know where her home was, and she got off. You ask me, I think these pigs is going to walk. I'm not going to set myself up for the victory of thinking, they're going to get justice served, because a slap on the wrist ain't even justice. Probation ain't justice. That's compassion. You understand? That's a difference. I highly doubt he gets a death penalty, and I highly doubt he gets anything long standing
for his criminal actions. Just watch, brothers and sisters. Let's watch. And just watch how this thing unfolds. Watch the excuses they make for this bastard. And try to keep it diplomatic. I mean, and before I jump off of this George Floyd subject, people, I'm sick of the media painting this thing out to where they go, oh, well, Officer Chauvin, he pinned him down. He pinned Mr. Floyd down. He didn't pin shit. He murdered this man. So media, call it like it is. It's a murder. He didn't pin him nowhere. Obviously, we could look at the size and strength difference. There was no fucking way he pinned him anywhere. He murdered him. So let's just call it what it is, and let's not make excuses for this fucking bastard talking about, oh, well, you know, he was high. What the hell does him being high have to do with dying over a counterfeit $20 bill? A counterfeit $20 bill, you understand? Somebody lost their life over a counterfeit $20 bill. Now, I know I probably sounded like the brother Allen Iverson on that talking about practice, but think about it. If he died over a counterfeit $20 bill, what would your death be over at the hands of these motherfuckers? You understand? What does him being high have to do with anything? You dig? The job is to protect and serve. And in the process of protect and serve, depending on the situation, because the situation will dictate itself, you will use the escalation or de-escalation of force, which is taught, allegedly, in these academies. Same academies where they take their oath to protect and serve, defend. You understand? Listen to those oaths to protect and serve. Not accost, harass, and every damn thing else under the sun, murder. Because it seems like murder ain't just the thing no more. They'll murder you and fuck your body up, people. Steal your organs out of it. Black market time. You dig? So, in that same sense, let's be vigilant. But let's get off the fact that he looked like he was high. He looked like he was this. You understand? Let's stick to the facts. Nothing said that this man was under the intoxication of anything, the influence of anything. You know, and if he is, then did he have to die over a counterfeit $20 bill? That counterfeit $20 bill cost him his life. And if you ask Brother Cleveland, I feel like they're going to get off.
You know, I won't let my emotions get into that one. But understand something, brothers and sisters. Regardless of how this trial goes, we need to be vigilant and we need to protect ourselves. Because if it goes in the favor of the police, guess what's going to happen? An uproar, an uprising in the streets, violence. And if it goes the Floyd way, we still got to be vigilant. Because guess what? It's going to be people discontent. People going to frown at you just because, I mean, if some of us that's listening are older, and we're around during the O.J. Simpson case, when O.J. Simpson beat that case, man, the black community erupted. And everybody that wasn't black stood back. They had their eyes on you. Envy. You understand? Hopefully justice is served. For everybody's sake. And I hope that the mental health that is needed for these witnesses, I hope they get that plus some. And, you know, God be with them. And for those that are testifying and doing what's right, you know, good on you. Because Mr. Floyd can't speak for himself anymore. All right. Wow. Sad we got to go through that. I think I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to come right back and I'm going to jump into another topic. And I'm gonna mash that one up real good because, you know, understand we need to address all the issues because, you know, it don't seem like nobody else is going to help us out. So we got to be ahead of the game. You understand? But hang in there with me. We'll be right back after this brief break, and we're going to make some shake, everybody. Again, you're tuned in to the Uprising with Brother Cleveland on the Panther Party Radio Network.
This is a hit.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking hoes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with friends that see notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Papa's got a friend.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attacking with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next month so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and roaches. Great conversation for a few. Cause in a few, we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly. We just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Papa's got a brand new
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. In mansion and Benji, giving ends to my friends and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping O's, smoking line, popping O's. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, Gucci sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
What am I to do?
tell me this, then you go and doing that. It's mixed signals in my head, you never give me straight facts. Coming at me with these stories, taking up a play of time. Stay confused up in your head, and you cannot make up your mind. I'll be the first one to listen, but I think it's disrespect. Lying through your teeth, talking out the side of your neck. Got me going round and round, make a player wanna hurt you. Thinking that you were straight up, got me going in the church.
My head is constantly spinning, twisted, cause now this boy's tripping on me. First off, we all love to dub it, and now he called me his homie. Wishing, watching, kind of feeling, trying to play with my emotions. And mumble the words, I love you, when they say that he was joking. Stuck up in the mind, tough love is what he calls it. I don't read between the lines, now you need to keep the talking. Spell it out and make it clear, don't tell me what I wanna hear. Yes or no, just gonna say it, cause inside I'm going crazy.
You got to go way in circles.
Welcome back to the Uprising with Brother Cleveland. Peace, love, and prosperity, everybody. Before we went to break, I touched on the George Floyd case a little bit. A lot of emotions displayed today. A lot of signs of PTSD. Just touching on the case. I'm going to move along a little bit because I got two more topics that I want to touch. I see I got my board is lit up. I see you, Carla, and I'll get to you here in just a second. I got a few more things I want to put out there, and then I'm going to open the mics up because I'm pretty sure everybody wants to let it off tonight or, you know, give some input and definitely some valuable intellect. The next thing I want to talk about is our place in this society and in this world right now as a black race. I was researching a few things, brothers and sisters, and I come across something that President Joe Biden passed called the Protection Act. But this Protection Act is specifically for the LGBTQ community, and it protects them from discrimination, violence, and harassment. He also passed a bill for a transgender day, celebrating the courage and celebrating different figures in the transgender community. Yeah, I mean, Brother Cleveland always says, you know, do what you do, screw who you screw.
you know, if you're going to tap it, wrap it. You know, if you're getting tapped, make sure it's wrapped. But come on, people, let's be real. Where are we in this world if we're getting overlooked by any and everything? Where's the credit for the courage for us keeping on, keeping on? You understand? Where's the courage for us wanting to be treated equally? Where's the courage award for the our ancestors that was in the civil rights era back in the 50s and 60s with the dogs and the hoses and the billy clubs? We don't get a day. We get the shortest month of the year. But it's a pride week. Bruce Jenner got the freaking the courage award or whatever the hell it was, made the cover of a magazine. You understand? The cover of a magazine, and was pretty much crowned a hero and an inspiration for a choice. The choice of not wanting to live as a heterosexual man. Hey, if that's his choice, so be it. However, where's the bills and the holidays and the celebrations for us, the people that have endured so much financially, economically, mentally, definitely emotionally? But one thing y'all can't break is our spirit. You understand? Y'all can't break our spirit. But where are we in this world when we're dying in the streets every day? Not even at our own hands, but we're dying every day at the hands of somebody else that don't even look like us, don't care about us, and frankly could give a damn if we, you know, eat tonight, make it home tonight to our families, or, you know, you home the next day, depending on if you work on. They don't care. They're going to do what they got to do in their shift, get a pat on the head, and go home. You dig? And that's really, really fucked up and unfortunate. I'm just going to call it like it is, people. But where are we in this world where the sodomites get all the rights? That's where we are. But that still won't break our spirit, people, because we're so resilient. You understand? We find ways. We'll make a way out of no way. We always have, and we always will. That's just who we are as a people. You understand? But pay attention to everything going on. And for everybody that was parading around these I voted stickers, I hope you still got that sticker, because that's all you got was a sticker. You understand? Wouldn't it be more feasible and make more sense to, you know, send a Miss Vice President out to handle these relations in the African-American community and in the Asian community? Wouldn't that be the best resolution, instead of getting tasked to go figure out if female athletes should be paid the same amount as male athletes? Where are the priorities? You understand? Where's the priorities, America? You dig? So I ain't talking to America right now. I'm going to talk to the people. Because, see, if your third eye is not open, you might want to pry that motherfucker right now, because everything that's being seen on TV and everything that's being seen in everyday life and the lives that we're losing at the hands of everybody that don't look like us, man, this is real time. This is the real thing. You understand? Hey, dear Mrs. Vice President Kamala Harris, your community needs you, whether it's the black community or whether it's the Asian community, pick one. But you need to be on both. And commend our sisters and everybody else that put on chucks and pearls to put you in office. Now is the time, because the people need you. You understand? We need you. That's why you're there. Everybody put you in there. Everybody that voted put you in there. You understand? So, hey, Ms. Vice President, from the people, sincerely signed, take a look at us too. I'm gonna digress on that one. Last thing I want to touch on real quick is, beautiful people, is revolution versus rebellion. You understand? And I want to break this thing down before I open these mics up. Because we need to differentiate which side of the fence we're on. And I'll touch on that in a second. But revolution, man, the mere definition of a revolution is a forcible overthrow of a government or social order in front of in the favor of a new system. You understand? That revolution is in favor of a new system because they don't agree with the one that's set in place. You understand? I'm about to make a point. The definition of revolution is a forcible overthrow of a government or social order in favor of a new system. So let's talk about rebellion real quick. And rebellion is nothing but an act of violence or resistance to an established government or ruler. I'm going to read that one more time to y'all. I'm going to say it again. Rebellion is an act of violence or open resistance to an established government or ruler. Are you the revolutionary who believes in a forcible overthrow of a government because, you know, you don't believe that it's, you know, the right thing for us and you want to see something better? Or are you the rebellious one who takes the act of violence or open resistance to an established government or a ruler? Insurrection. Ding, ding, ding for the ones that got it. And for y'all that didn't, hey, I'm going to say it again. A rebellion is what we saw at the insurrection of the Capitol. A revolution is what we're talking right now. You understand? So are you rebellious or are you the revolutionary? Now, I'm not saying that the revolutionary can't coexist with the rebellion or with the rebellious, because I do feel like that rebellion could be a key ingredient in the revolution, but only when it needs to be added. You understand? Because if you out here with a rebellious mind, that means that you just don't have no discipline. Insurrection at the Capitol. So it's time to wake up, people, and realize which side of the fence are you on? Are you more the revolutionary or are you more the rebellion, the rebellious fella or the rebellious sister? But understand, we can coexist because each one teach one. We could teach each other. You understand? The revolutionary mind and a rebellious mind can come together and not only be a strong revolutionary, but a visionary. You understand? When you add those two ingredients, you get a visionary. That visionary can see what he knows what proper steps to take in the revolution, and he'll use that rebellion by any means necessary. You understand, people? It's revolution versus rebellion. But when you mix the two, you got a visionary. And once that person's got a vision, he or she, brother or sister, can't be stopped. And that's the most dangerous thing that America fears. You understand? We can't be the savages they make us out to be. They're raping our culture. They want everything from us, but for us to goddamn coexist with them. Now, ain't that something? You dig? I see I got a few callers here, and I'm going to open the mics. I'm going to open both mics, and I'll let you callers jump in, introduce yourself, and get your feet dirty. Caller, I think this is Brother Kevin. Brother Kevin, I'm going to open it up with you, brother. You got the floor. I appreciate you calling in. Please, please, please speak freely and move about this uprising.
Peace, brother. What's going on with you?
Peace, brother. Hey, making it. Making it.
Yeah, I appreciate the platform for a moment. I'm a little stressed with us. I'm a little stressed with what's going on in Minnesota, and I'm actually going to touch on what you just spoke about with revolution versus rebellion. But let me start off first with us. in the past week or two, few things have happened, some to me personally. I got a lot of hate mail from a lot of Asians recently. And, I mean, this was not your average, you know, fuck you nigger shit. This was like, oh, man, they talked about my mother. They talked about all the things. My daddy should have swallowed me and some other shit. I mean, it was a bunch of shit. And they were all Asian profiles of some sort. It kind of got me to thinking about some things. It didn't do to me what I normally would have probably had it do, where it would have just, you know, I'd have got pissed and, you know, start thinking of, you know, how to retort to these things. But something in me lit right then, because I had to look at how misery loves company. And what I'm finding out is the company is cool with the misery. Because if, as a black person, and this may offend some, but, you know, hey, I wasn't breastfed as a child, so nurturing ain't my strong point. The reason why we can't unify, I'm starting to understand, is really internal. This has nothing to do with anything external anymore. Those issues have long been able to be controlled. And we just chose not to because we wanted to go and dance, make music, or get high, or go party, or, you know, go look for some joy. All the dumb shit, the distractions that, you know, I mean, I think about how much we spend on shoes to not go no goddamn where. And the more I thought about it, the more I had to think, and I'm going to make this statement. This is just a Kevin statement. This is anybody that's rolling with me, you know, they can feel how they want. But my thing is I saw a video where a black man walked up to an old Asian lady and socked her up like she was a grown-ass man. And this was not a small guy, but this was a small lady. Now, let's take for argument's sake that the lady may be a straight-up racist, because we do know in the Asian culture, they've never been taught to accept us into their family structure. It's cultural.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's cultural. We might not like it. For those who want to fuck an Asian chick, that's on y'all, okay? You know what I'm saying? I don't shop there. But my thing is that, you know, we have a contentious relationship, as we know, with the Asian community. We always have. Somehow, we've always enjoyed certain aspects of their culture. They've enjoyed being able to make money off of us. Let's call it that. Let's call it what it is. So,
right on.
Let's say that the old lady was a straight-up hater of black people. Let's say that she had nothing black in her house just because she hates black people. You know, that she has an affinity for little dicks just because she hates black people. He still had no right to walk up and knock her in the face because he didn't know none of that shit.
Right.
And any time a man decides that he is going to randomly attack a woman, it's bad enough when you're in a relationship with one. Shouldn't do it then either. But if you got to defend yourself, defend yourself, because women do attack. Yeah, I'm going to talk some shit about y'all too, you know. But what I saw was a straight-out, blatant, random attack on a person based off of something that a racist motherfucking president put out there over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the same people who talk shit about Trump, yet now you're a Trump puppet. You're doing the dumb shit. He has done his job in awakening the racist that he wanted to awaken. But he's also awakened some dumb shit in us. And we got to get that shit in check, because right now we're trying to roll with three wheels and it ain't working. It ain't fucking working. So right. We need to check our shit. Our self-accountability needs to get checked quick. If you're talking about being unified, but you're not practicing what it takes to be unified, which usually means stepping outside your comfort zone. When I first started this group, I got no sleep. And you would not believe some of the dumb shit I had to hear. But I heard it. I listened. I did all of the things I needed to do to let these people know that I appreciated them wanting to ride. And let's make it happen. We ain't going to agree on everything, but our common goal should be the focus. And it's, I see that that's not it. It's not it. We have a movement that ain't moving. It ain't fucking moving. Can't go in different directions and call it movement.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get off of that now, and I'm going to touch on Derek Chauvin.
Yeah.
If Derek Chauvin somehow beats this case, I'll kill him my goddamn self. But here's Here's the deal with that. We're being given another horse and pony show right now. They are sitting here trying to desecrate a dead man who was killed by a cop who had an issue with him already. They were trying to hog tie him. So he was going to die either in the back of that first cruiser or on the street that day, no matter what.
Right.
I noticed that nobody's angry with the store owner who set this shit in motion. Nobody's bothered by the fact that, you know, the people who happen to congregate, basically, and I mean, we even had a guy there who was MMA trained. You telling me he couldn't have took this first cop, that Chinese cop, down and kicked this man off of him, even if it took, okay, so you take a shot. Fuck it. You saved a life.
Right.
What is the value of life? And in America, we're taught to value our own first. So we don't care about others, and that ain't revolutionary. You see, a revolutionary realizes that everything he's doing is to better the situation for his people. If it takes down the system, great. But the bottom line is whether we take it down and dismantle it or take it over and change it, whatever, it is about making a system that's more fair for everyone. It's not to, you know, to exclude anything. A revolutionary is not fighting for just black people. He's fighting for every fucking body.
That's right.
The rebellion part of that is necessary because in order to be a revolutionary, you are rebelling already. You are rebelling already. That's what makes you the revolutionary. You can't be a revolutionary if you're not rebelling against the system.
Right.
They go hand in hand. They walk together, which is the That's thing right. that we do not do. And that is something that if we don't get our fucking act together, we're going to keep getting purged at higher rates and in more ways. Enjoy your GMO food and your vaccines while you can. That'll be you.
Right on, brother. I appreciate it. And to touch on, just to touch something real quick that you brought up in, you know, what you said as far as the racist person that put this ideology out there and has turned so many people out with this whole mindset, which, you know, you can't really turn somebody out with it unless, you know, it's already in them some kind of way in the first place. But what we're seeing, just to touch on what you said, is the ripple effects of Agent Orange. You understand? So this is the ripple effect, and all the rest of these people have been touched by Agent Orange. So we're walking around with an infected generation with that mindset, and these people, this people is the ripple effect that we're seeing from Agent Orange. So if you had a Make America hat on, Make America Great hat on, then keep that motherfucker on now. You understand? Yeah, I mean, and that's not to say that you can't wake up and come back from that. However, just when you come back, make sure you got your third eye open and we got the Visine for you. Next caller. I appreciate that, Brother Kevin. Caller 228, you got it.
Hello.
Hey, peace, sister. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm just tuning in, so I'm just really listening, just trying to get a feel of what's going on and what y'all dealing with tonight. So,
what's going on?
Hit you up and realized there was a show going, so I said I would tune in just to kind of see what's happening.
Oh, right on. We're glad to have you then, sister. Welcome to the Uprisings. Thanks. Brother Cleveland, I'm going to leave your mics open whenever you got something on you. I'm going to let you can let it off whenever.
That's actually one. That's one of our sisters, man.
Okay.
That's sister Kia. Kia is one of my day ones, tried and true, trust to the death. Anybody fucking with her is fucking with me. Simple and plain. I wanted to touch on something, brother, if I could. There was something that happened, and I'm gonna be blatant with it because I have to. Just to prove a point about something, how we need to get past skin color sometimes and just look for the humanity in people, okay?
Uh-huh.
A few shows back, there was a sister that was, you know, talking about this mass genocide of white folks, and that was how it's supposed to get us our freedom. And, you know, that's definitely not my way. Actually, it's some of the silliest shit I've ever heard. It wouldn't work, and the killing would never stop, and there'd probably be nothing on the planet. That'd be the only thing that would save Earth, okay? But it wouldn't save us. So anyway, that same person who was saying this random killing, roughly about 5 years ago, that person came to me needing some assistance. At the time, I couldn't do it. I was on the move myself, caught me at a time when I was low, but I have always stayed pretty resourceful, and I looked for some folks who might be willing to help. The person who actually made it happen for her, the same person who was saying that shit that day, was a white woman. The white woman was at the Newport Jazz Festival with her man chilling. She took my call. I explained to her the situation. Without hesitation, she called the hotel and paid with her credit card to make sure that this young lady did not wind up in the fucking street right then. So it bothers me when I hear what I heard on my show. When you're sitting here talking about this mass fucking genocide shit, when in my personal opinion, you ain't killing shit. That I'm a you.
Right on. Brother Melvin, you can go ahead and step in and speak freely and move about the uprising, brother. Welcome to the uprising.
Peace, brothers. Peace, sisters. I'm kind of late tuning in, but I did catch some of what Brother Kevin had put on the table, so I'm gonna start my main course with that. I saw the video myself with the brother who attacked the Asian lady. It was excessive, to say the least. This brother was probably every bit of, looked to be 6'1", 6'2", maybe my height, but looked every bit of about
big,
maybe 220, 230. Big brother.
That guy was big, man. He was about 250 at least. That dude was
big.
He had
big,
a barrel
chest. Yeah, he's a big guy. And he kicked this, when he kicked this lady, she went down like nothing. And then he proceeded to punch on the lady. And when I was watching the video, it was grainy at first, but then they had enhanced it. And I said, well, I'll be damned. I said, now see, this is my problem with that. Yeah, Trump did get a lot of this shit started. Just because everybody else is doing dumb shit don't mean that we have to get in on the act. And what I've noticed about our people, some of our people, that we will adapt to their ways without even considering, like I'm always saying, starting our own new thing. Our own new normal. Because see, my point with all the racism, I mean, Do I want to dislike people? No. But I give what I get. That's me. Everybody doesn't give it. Everybody doesn't get it. And for the most part, people are just trying to live. Now, you do got these dumbasses out here who are set in their ways and can't help but practice ignorance. And sometimes you have to be the bigger person and overlook ignorance. Sometimes it's hard to do. We're living in an atmosphere now, and this is my opinion. This atmosphere is truly chaotic. Truly chaotic, because you never know what is going to happen from one minute to the next. You never know who's going to be the next victim, who's going to be, I mean, you just never know in these
right.
times. This racism is a virus, plain and simple. I mean, it can't be described as anything else. Anybody that comes to this country catches that virus. Not no flu, not no COVID, not no Ebola, not none of that bullshit. They catch that racism virus.
Mm-hmm.
Racism is inbred in this country's fabric. If it had not been for racism, this country would not exist. You know, and then you have to look at the character of certain ethnicities. And, yeah, you've got fools in every ethnicity. But in some ethnicities, you have more fools than in others. Now, we can't become the majority fool ethnicity. And that's my point. We have enough problems and issues to work out other than jumping on a goddamn bandwagon harassing Asians. Yes, Asians and blacks do have a tattered history. Like I said on my show Monday, I can't forget about Latasha Harlan. I just can't forget about that. I can't forget about watching those Asians really posted up on their roofs, shooting people, killing people. Some people were not even attempting to loot their buildings, but it was open season. See, and I can't forget about the recent events, how they've locked our sisters in stores, put them in headlocks, punched them, hit them with brooms, all kind of other bullshit. And they're not the only race that does it, but my thing is, you reap what you sow, plain
right
and simple.
On.
You reap what you sow. And they have been sowing hatred against us for a while now. And we have never, until now, reacted to it, you know. So the Asian situation, I think, will be just like our situation. It'll be one of those situations where the majority of the perpetrators are Caucasian. So society, this society, does not want that to get out. So they'll pay the Chinese, because the Chinese are going to stick together and they're going to stay together until something happens. Watch and see how they do as opposed and as compared to how we move in situations. That's going to be the key. And the reason we haven't got reparations or anything else accomplished is because we don't work as a unit. We refuse to unify. We refuse to build together. We refuse to do what's right, period, point blank. And I agree that with Kevin's statement, yeah, because like I say, I think we all just want to live. We just want. I know we as black people just want to live and be left the hell alone, experience some true freedom, have something for a change without someone coming and snatching it away.
That's right.
You know, and like I say, we are in a position to fix 90% of our problems by taking a few simple steps that are effortless, but we refuse to do that. I'll say something about the George Floyd murder. Fuck Derek Chauvin, and I hope that racist motherfucker get exactly what's coming to him. And if them white folk justice system don't give it to him, I hope the Most High reigns on him with all his fury.
Right on.
I am karma.
Right. Because honestly, all I see is the same bullshit I saw when I sat here and I watched that Botham John trial. I'm seeing the same shit, the same bullshit, the same setup, you know. So I don't expect much as far as justice, and especially now that the family accepted the hush money.
Right.
So on that, I'll yield, brother.
Right on, brother. I appreciate that. Caller 754, I see you. I'm going to go to a brief break, and I'm going to give you the floor as soon as we come back. Hey, listen up, everybody. Y'all tuned in to the Uprising with Brother Cleveland on the Panther Party Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vance sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and clean the vega and get lit, what?
Introduced in Phantom of the Dark, walk through my hazard with levitation from reefers, drenching divas and these seven showboating with rugas, flash vines, Belafonte jigger, let's get forward this verse as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over brown, levitating, jiki and dashikis, the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond, running, headed ice band, the big killer diamond convention, Harlem buck strut, breathing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, the pleasure, from the knuckle swat, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Grobby screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts at the seasons. I'll tell you, two players for swerving no corners. We madness to moolah, living with Charlie's angels on us. No smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. You Jaja, you're a happy sad quest to the coast. The Key Largo, wire the chain gang, keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vance sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vance sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Fallen sparrows for the seas, a black Caesar that convinced her silky days, satin nights, taking flight, Dino going, three sensations, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
nine. And we hitting from the magic city, transcending sweeter on your aura, Fontini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the low will forever be nice.
Yeah, the sunny fever, he be sippin' on my red duh. The Geechee Gracious, he be sippin' on my red duh. We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red duh. We start the Harlem River quiver, diggin' sweet daddy. Sharpen the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as junction. We exit the place with grace, jersey armor rather than bursting of clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flash with love. We move only in the mist, it's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough yeah, of this. This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vance sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki Vance sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is
yeah,
it, what?
But he be sippin' on my red, duh. The Geechee Gracious, he be sippin' on my red. pleasure. We got Ice T Fumanti for Armoretta, and then my man Ill Wilson for Armoretta, and then my man Kevin Saint dipping that. We slide through the tri-state with the high hat, and then I float side to side in my coolie high, and then I do something with the Spanish fly, yeah, and then I float down south with the boogie flat, and then I slide up in between the sticky boys off and all of that, yeah.
Hey, peace, love, and prosperity, everybody. Welcome back to the Uprising on the Panther Party Radio Network with Brother Cleveland. If you're just tuning in, welcome. If you've been on with me, thank you. And to recap, before I go to the next caller, to recap my show tonight, just in a nutshell, I touched on the George Floyd case and PTSD, wrapped up into that case just with the onlookers and witnesses. I talked about the Protection Act that President Joe Biden just passed, and that includes a transgender day, which is a recognized holiday, and also that Protection Act puts them under the umbrella of where they're protected from being discriminated against,
violence, you know, and being accosted and harassed for the way that they choose to live. I also touched on revolution versus rebellion and how they can bump heads but also coincide and exist to become a revolutionary. So if you feel impelled, the call-in number is 914-205-5538. That's 914-205-5538. And press the 1, and you can jump on the panel and let it off. Thank y'all for hanging out with me. 754, go ahead. You have the floor. Please speak freely and move about. Nine nine four, you there? All right. 754. All right. We're gonna jump back into the thick of things, everybody. And callers that's on the line, y'all, I got y'all mics still open, so if you got something you want to add to this bowl of ingredients, come right ahead. That's where we're at the table. Winding down into the last, you know, a few minutes, last, you know, 15-minute grind of the show. And one of the brothers brought up the fact of the vaccines, everybody. And again, Brother Cleveland's been on his shows telling you about these vaccines for the longest. You understand? So let me jump on that real quick. Just to my knowledge, just from a little research, that Johnson & Johnson come out today and said that their vaccine was 100% effective for the elderly, the elderly people, middle-aged to elderly. Now, at this point in time, Pfizer and Moderna have not come out and said anything. So Pfizer released a statement this afternoon stating that their vaccine is effective between the ages of 15 and 18, maybe 19, and they don't have a vaccination for the babies just yet. But I'm pretty damn sure that Moderna is going to be for them. So the question that we should be asking, and we don't even have to ask ourselves this because it doesn't make sense. If this vaccine is supposed to be for everybody, why is it broken down into an age group? You understand? They targeted the elderly first. You know, they don't have a vaccine for the youth, you understand, but they still sending them to school to expose themselves to each other and to bring this plague back into our households. You understand? So if one brand is for one age group and the next brand is for the other age group, you know, what the hell have everybody been putting into their arms, everybody? You understand? Our generations of people have suffered this for over generations. You understand? That needle, trusting that needle, running out with the needle in your arm. I'm not saying don't go get vaccinated, because if you feel like that, that's what you need to do, then so be it. You understand? But let's watch everything that's broken down into these stages and watch how this vaccine turns everybody against everybody. I've been saying this ever since that they proposed this vaccine idea. But newsflash for the Southerners that know the South like I know it, the Alabama red clay to you know, the Mississippi rain all the way over. You understand? Listen, the Tuskegee experiment was real, people. You understand? It affected syphilis in our bodies. You understand? Black men. You understand what I'm saying? But we paint it as savages. We've been nothing but experimental lab rats and hamsters for the government and anybody else. And what we're seeing right now, people, is it's a pissing contest between the pharmaceuticals. Well, Johnson & Johnson, it works on adults. But Johnson & Johnson always been for the babies. Ain't that the shit we bathe our babies in? Johnson & Johnson, no lie, no cry. But now Johnson & Johnson ain't even doing shit for the youth. It's about the elderly and the middle age. And you got Pfizer that's targeting the teenagers. So I guess Moderna going to wipe the rest of our generations out. So please be cautious, everybody. Do your research. And if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. You understand? I know everybody want a resolution, but guess what? a resolution to the problem ain't running, giving your life up, putting your arm out and offering your vein for a fucking experiment, trying to turn that light bulb on, people. You understand? This is something that we need to do. This is, I'll put it this way, people. Thinking is your main resource in the revolution. I'll say it again. Thinking is your main resource in this resolution, because if you can't think, you're just on the rebellious side of the fence. You may have a good mindset, but you ain't trying to listen to nothing. You'd rather hear it from somebody else than it yourself. You understand? There's nothing wrong with taking a few minutes to read. That's how we've been held back for so long. A brilliant race of people that were persecuted for even learning how to read, to know how to speak proper etiquette. And we still in this day and time where we still think the ignorance is cool. It's time to burn that trash, people. You understand? It's time to elevate and evolve to something different. I was watching a video on our founder, Chairman Bobby Seale. It was a 1993 exclusive video. And he said that the guy that was interviewing him said, well, how do you feel? Do you think that the Black Panther Party will resurrect? First off, he corrected him and said, well, it's still around. Okay. Number one, that's where you're wrong. So we're still here. Well, do you think that the party will repeat what it did in the past? And he said, I hope it doesn't, because we don't need other people out here trying to do what we did already. He said the goal was to set the foundation and for the ones that's out there now to obtain the education to be put in these political places, whether it be from your local community elections to mayoral to governor to Senate. You got to get the education and get put in position in order to help the people. That's the most brilliant shit that anybody could have said. We don't want you to go out there in the streets with the guns doing all the rest of this, but, hey, defend yourself. Stick to the 10 points. You understand? That's what we founded off of, whether you original or whether you new. It don't matter. We fly the same banner. So let's not divide ourselves on that. You understand? It's a bigger picture. I shake hands with any brother or sister, comrade. That's just the way it goes. And embrace them with a hug and all power to the people. And that should be it. That's it at the end of the day. Now let's get to work. You understand? And that's how we should meet and greet on the 10 points. You dig? So let's work on less division amongst ourselves and work on more critical thinking, because if we pay attention, everything's coming to light. Everything's coming to light. You understand? Everything you had questions about in this world is being exposed at this very moment. And during this very moment, they're having the Epstein trial with the girlfriend, or had it. I think she ended up taking the rap. But y'all see how smooth that shit came in? They got the George Floyd case, the Asian community pissed off, we getting overlooked. And they having a fucking parade of pedophiles in the courtroom, probably getting off. We got to pay attention to everything. And we got to, you know, be aware to not even give up our position. You don't have to let people know what you're thinking all the time. When it's time to move, then it's time to move. But when it's time to think, we need that solace to where we can think for ourselves, for one. Then when you get what you need within your inner self, you can bring it out of yourself to present to other like-minded people just like yourself to build something bigger than yourself, people. You understand? And that's the goal, to build something bigger than ourselves, because we're not here for the long ride. And if you dying to be here, you ain't living for real. A lot of us got kids. A lot of us got grandmothers and grandfathers still alive, mothers and fathers still alive. You know, people that still have a key involvement in the movement while we still have time. And we should be picking the brains of the elders and the hearts of our elders. They're the elders. They've been here the longest and seen more shit than we ever could see in a day. That's what we should be learning, so we could pass it down. Charles Haley tried to put that out in Roots. Pass your shit down. That's the only way we gonna know, because guess what? Books are becoming a thing of extinction, people. If you can find a good book, you a good motherfucker. You got some eyes, you got the 20/20 of an eagle. realize what's going on, people. Yeah, you still got a few books and millions, but guess what? Them millions coming down to very minimal because everything is digital now. And we, unfortunately, are living in a push-button generation. So the push-buttoners that's listening, it's time to learn how to do things manually because it's going to come a time to where technology might not be in your best interest. Or it might not be available to you. So it would be instrumental for you to learn a trade, learn how to plant a crop, you know, chop trees, log wood, if you will, for the cold times that's coming in. Learn how to hunt, but be respectful of the animals because the Most High, the Messiah, gave us dominion over the land and the animals. So make sure when you are about to take the life of an animal, it's for a good reason, to feed your family, to clothe you, put a head on your wall, because you ain't no different than the motherfucking savages that's out here running around. The true savage, I'll put it that way. You understand? We got to respect everything in order for everything to, you know, respect us. We are the true indigenous and aboriginals of this land, and we have to act as such. You understand, people? I'm getting down into the last little bit. So what I'm going to do is shout out these shows, 754. Are you there now, 754?
Yes.
Let you get in before I wind this thing on down.
Yes, can you hear me?
All right. Well, hey, 754, I appreciate your support and you listening. the stage fright is cool. If it's a bad connection, it's cool. Run it back. But to everybody that called into the panel tonight, thank you so much. Y'all know I love y'all sincerely. I love the people. And this is what we do this for. Check this out. So on Thursdays, 7 Central Standard Time, we have the Panther Power chat and rant with Brother Kevin Crosby. Y'all heard him on tonight. Check him out on Thursdays, 7 Central Standard Time. On Mondays, we got the Big Picture with Brother Melvin Seary Jr. And it's always some knowledge being dropped. You can catch him at 7 Central Standard Time as well. On Tuesdays, we got the Empowerment Zone with Brother Mark Higgins. You understand? I mean, he'll cover it from the politics to the sports. Big. So whichever show you decide to listen to, if you don't listen to them all, it's a personality that suits your needs or that'll touch your heart or your mind or how have you. But just give it a shot. Pass the word around. Share the shows. Take the conversations into your households and grow your flowers in your household, your flowers being your family. You understand? Because we're not going to sit here and waste your time. We really do want the people, we as a people, to do better. You understand? So you can check out any one of those shows. Anybody got anything else they want to add tonight before we get up off of here? Your mics are open. All right. They say no news is good news. So thank you, everybody, for calling in. I'll leave y'all with an all power to the people. I love y'all. Check me out next week. The Uprising, Brother Cleveland, 7 Central Standard Time on the Panther Party Radio Network. Till next week, be safe. I love you, and all power to the people.
Have mercy, for the spirit still praying for me. Times hard, so forgive me if I smell funny. Sleeping in cars, they be real with no hotel money. Louis Vuitton, you just get it cause your man want it. Pictures and captions let me know that you would tell something. Middle school bitches used to call me Bruce. Now it's stretch Maybachs in the coupes too.
Maybach,
like jewels, I'm just trying to pack a deuce. Diplomats, Arabic, how I'm making my moves. Broke the richest fucking bitches in my favorite shoes. She thought I had a seizure, told her April Fools. Fuck a lawsuit, bitch, I'm trying to make the news. Master Muhammad sold silks going door to door. Giving knowledge to the brothers fed who wanted more. We a nation of brothers, such a wonderful force. Go straight to the Quran if you wanted the source. I know God so proud you becoming the boss. Cold world with the flows, keep a nigga warm. We was sleeping on the floors when it used to storm. I just wanna get a home for my only mom. It's a dream to make her proud of her only son. It's a dream to make her proud of her only son. Make her proud of her only son. It's a dream to make her proud of her only son. And I'm number one.
Maybach music.
brigade, yo, it's about that time. Light sparkle off my jewelry, it's about that shine. Money bust out every pocket, it's about that grind. A schooling dude, especially when a nigga third eye blind. Can give a fuck about what's yours, only concerned about mine, nigga. He's staring like all his hypnosis is heavy. If looks could kill, I probably died countless deaths already. Gillette razor sharp suited, shooting star like a comet. Swag gave birth to millions like Master Farah Muhammad. Boss, looking relaxed like I don't wanna be ballin'. I thank God for the blessings of paths paved as I journey through a jungle of lions so unscathed. Until I speak in tongues when I visit my aunt's grave and hustle like a genius with strength of a man's slave. It gets deeper while they singing his praise. Walk with me now. I bless the hood while I keep on banging them harder. Unconditional to love as a daughter's love for a father. And dream flying through the clouds on the planes that I charter. And documenting moments of time becoming a martyr while I merge corporations expanding a little larger now. For the sole purpose my people can all eat. Through the acts of desperate folks occupying up Wall Street. But I'm torn while in the studio giving you all heat. And their ignorance is bliss, busy saying they born straight on their hands and knees just like they walking on 4 feet. Damn, look what they really turning us into. A savage smelling blood with malfunctioning in the mental. With baggage through the mud that they dragging until they settle. I rational up success when I'm sniffing a rose petal. If you violate the truth in your body, you feel a metal. Listen to these words, it's the power to fuel rockets. Just in the same time, it's so perfect for me to drop this. It's getting to the point where they're begging the kid to stop it. It's hard to honor such requests when you're bathing in profit. Witness shit I said that's come to pass, now they calling me prophet. Lord, special how I touch the people when I'm speaking. So precious like a moment of watching a baby sleeping. Infectious like a opponent that's always catching a beating. Through journeys that I travel and missions I be completing. Put the mic down and leave it with mama for safekeeping.
Wow. Let me hear that shit again, son.
Take notes! Write it down, get a pad! Learn, motherfuckers, learn! From a god MC. Ain't too many left. That's right. There's only a few out there, y'all. Motherfucker, everybody talk about Busta Rhymes. Busta Bust, the man you trust. In Bust we trust. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. The only nigga we trust is Busta Bust.